The date is today, and this is an episode of Music in Numbers brought to you by Le Sylve, the brand that makes things by day and discovers, uncovers, and recovers all things music industry by night. This show is dedicated to showcasing the talents of new musicians who have been releasing music for less than 888 days from the release date of this episode. We accept music of any genre and from any country from musicians who are currently self-releasing music on open to all DIY music distribution platforms such as Revelator, Symphonic, Ditto, and the many more that exist around the world. I am your host, and I go by the name of... And in between snippets of these songs that we play, there'll be various facts, figures, stories, plus general knowledge information from our years of experience working behind the scenes of the music business.
This is a journey. 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 This is a journey.
Our journey begins in
Tucson, Arizona,
home of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. That was Songs of Meditation performed by the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. Born on New Year's Eve 1943 in Roswell, New Mexico, approximately 500 miles east of Tucson, Arizona, Henry John Deutschendorf Jr., later known as John Denver, moved to Tucson around the age of six when his father, Captain Henry John Dutch Deutschendorf Sr., was stationed at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson. While living in Tucson, Denver was a member of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus before his father and the family were transferred to the Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama, and transferred again to Carswell Air Force Base in Fort Worth, Texas. In 1966, before his 23rd birthday, Denver released his debut album called John Denver Sings, containing mostly cover versions of famous songs, such as the Lennon and McCartney songs Here, There and Everywhere, Yesterday, and I Love Her, and In My Life. Denver had one songwriting credit on the 13-track album, the song Babe, I Hate to Go.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
His producer, Milt Oaken, later convinced him to rename the song in 1967 to Leaving on a Jet Plane. Hailing from Tucson, Arizona, is a producer and multi-instrumentalist who released his debut material on the 27th of April 2022. On the 19th of August 2022, he released the song Hidden Scrolls, Here is Jordan Manley. From Tucson, Arizona, we now make our way over to the city of Tunis in Tunisia, North Africa, in roughly 6,300 miles. A city that is the home of the new music company Listen, spelt L-I-S-S-E-N, a company located at Rue Ibrahim Jafel, who claim to be a one-stop shop for music monetization that enables music artists to generate sustainable income through their fan base. Located just a 3-minute drive from the Listen offices, through Avenue Hedi Karay and down Avenue Mohamed Ali Akid, is the Tunisia Academy for the Italian football team Juventus. In 2012, they appointed Asia Grazioli Viniera to their board of directors, becoming the first woman and youngest board member in the club's 120-year history. In 2010, she was hired by the music streaming platform Spotify as their director of special projects, advising the company's founder and CEO Daniel Ek on global initiatives and business expansion plans. In an interview with the Financial Times in 2016, she named her favorite business book as Rising Strong by Brené Brown, for highlighting that the most resilient people have a tolerance for discomfort and analysing the way they learn to accept and move past tragedy or failure. Our next new artist from Tunis began releasing music online on the 6th of November 2022, and this next song was released on the 13th of November 2023, with Mina on lead vocals, Saif Dean on guitar and vocals, Ahmed on bass, Salim on drums. Here is Midnight Pin with their song Inside.
لو كنت أملك حجة لجأت عند تباكيا أقسمت أن أتوب لكن قلبي يؤلم منايا أملك سبب للزمان لوهلة علي يخلص نفسي من سجن الخجل لو كنت أملك حجة لجأت عندك باكيا أقسمت أن أتوب لكن قلبي يؤلم منايا أملك سبل الزمان
From Tunis, Tunisia, we now fly just over 5,000 miles to 225 South 6th Street, number 4950, Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the United States. This city is one of the many global locations for the investment bank Houlihan Lokey. In 2022, they were number one in the global rankings for mergers and acquisitions for global technology transactions, overseeing 116 deals that year, ahead of Goldman Sachs on 106 deals, Morgan Stanley on 79 deals, Rothschild on 76 deals, and JP Morgan on 75 deals. In September 2023, Houlihan Lokey released their Future of Audio document with topics covering the music industry, the creator economy, podcast engagement, digital transformation of radio, and the sector valuation environment. In the creator economy section, the report notes that the overall creator economy is massive, and within the music industry, the market for enthusiasts is twice the size of the market for professionals and is expected to grow significantly. The report includes quotes from industry leaders voicing their optimism about the creator economy. Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook-owned Meta, stated, "We're heading towards a future where more people can do creative work they enjoy." Scott Belsky, the CPO at Adobe, said, "The unprecedented growth of the creator economy provides a platform for everyone to be a creator. Individuals, solopreneurs, small business owners, and content creators can now express themselves and explore creative and artistic pursuits in new ways." In the radio section, the report states that this media remains a critical component of audio, as it still reaches a massive engaged audience. The numbers show that 88% of adults listen to the radio weekly. Listeners are tuning in for an average of 12 hours per week. Radio has a 71% share of all ad-supported audio listening and an 87% share of all ad-supported listening in the car. Our next new artist from Minneapolis, hoping for fans to be blasting her music from their cars, is 19-year-old Rosie, who began releasing music online on the 30th of September 2022. This next song was released on the 26th of April 2023. Here is Rosie with her song, Dramatic.
Tell me I am being dramatic. I just like to put on a show. I don't know what I had expected. Still, I'd be better off if you don't. Flirting with your mind is a dangerous thing. You just can't decide if it's something you need. But doesn't it feel nice? Doesn't it feel nice? Doesn't it feel nice? Doesn't it feel nice?
Why would you throw away? From Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the United States, we now head across the border to Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada. With a flight journey that can be made in 6 hours 12 minutes with one stop at nearby Calgary Airport, or a driving route of over 17 hours driving through the American states of North Dakota and Montana, and then across the American-Canadian border into the province of Alberta. On the 2nd of August 2006, the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission approved an application by 1182743 Alberta Limited, later renamed to Clear Sky Radio Inc., for a broadcasting license to operate a new English language commercial FM radio station in Lethbridge. The successful applicant was one of 5 companies whose proposals to serve Lethbridge with a new radio station were considered at a public hearing on the 21st of February 2006. In their application, the winner proposed to establish an adult standards and modern nostalgia music format, appealing to listeners aged 35 to 64 with a core audience of adults over the age of 45. They agreed to accept a condition of the license requiring that during each broadcast week, at least 40% of all popular music, Category 2 musical selections, would be Canadian musical selections played in their entirety. They also indicated that they would participate in the Canadian Talent Development Plan created by the Canadian Association of Broadcasters. Clear Sky Radio Inc. stated that it would contribute $129,500 Canadian dollars over a 7-year period to these areas allocated on an annual basis as follows: $2,500 to the Broadcasting Education Bursary, $2,500 to the Music Education Bursary, $1,500 to the Lethbridge and District Kewanee Music and Speech Arts Festival, $1,500 to the Instruments in Schools Programme, $2,000 to the Foundation to Assist Canadian Talent on Records, and $8,500 to the Original Song Competition. Our next new artist from Lethbridge is a storyteller who has written novels, poetry, blogs, films, and is also a photographer. He has recorded one EP a month since the beginning of 2022. This next song is taken from an EP released on New Year's Day 2023. Here is Thorsten Nesch with his song, Everything I Wanted.
I'm leaving the old pub into a fine November rain. A winding country road, midnight in Dingle Bay. It was dark and it was quiet. It was everything I wanted to get me through this night. A night that I was haunted. Haunted by our time. Haunted by each day. Haunted by your smile, your eyes and my mistakes. An empty side street with shiny cobblestone.
From Lethbridge, Alberta, we now travel to Fredericksburg, Virginia, with a 9.5-hour flight journey from Lethbridge to Calgary Airport, with a connecting flight into Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, and then arriving at Washington Dulles Airport in Virginia. To arrive in Fredericksburg, we'll need to take a 65-mile car journey that should take around 1 hour. Fredericksburg is the birthplace of musician Keller Williams, who released his debut album called Freak in 1994. Keller is the definition of an independent artist, with most of his career spent performing as a one-man band. His stage shows are built around Keller singing his compositions while accompanying himself with an array of instruments, including guitar, bass, and drums, connected to a looper pedal board that allows him to simulate a full band. Here is Keller Williams performing his most popular song, Freaker by the Speaker, taken from his 2002 album, Laugh.
Human dreidel, spinning around. How do you not dizzy yet and fall down? Is that what happens when you feel the sound? But if that was me, I would be on the ground. I would not get up, I would dance on my back. Throw my legs up in the air, yeah, like a hot dog, okay, yeah. And wave with them from side to side. Then I buzz into a windmill, then right into a backspin. Freaker, right by the speaker, never seem to get enough. Priceless expression when space is possession. Like, yeah, that's the stuff.
Also from Fredericksburg is new musician LY9, who released his first music online on the 1st of March 2022 via the DIY distribution platform United Masters. This next song is his third release from the 13th of November 2022. Here is LY9 with the song Castaway.
So evil, I don't watch you go through this pain and lose.
From Fredericksburg, Virginia, we now take an 11-hour car journey through places such as Charlottesville, Virginia, then through the George Washington and Jefferson National Forest, then past Charleston, West Virginia and Lexington, Kentucky, then along the Western Kentucky Parkway to arrive in the small town of Marion, Kentucky, with its population of around 3,000 people. It is the home of 18-year-old musician Cade Kreider, who is the son of two professional opera singers. Here is his father, Corey Kreider, performing the composition Some Enchanted Evening from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific.
Enchanted evening, you may see a stranger, you may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll
Cade Kreider began releasing music online on Halloween 2022. The song we're going to play was released in 2023, also on Halloween. Here is Cade Kreider with the song Become Someone Else. From Marion, Kentucky, our journey takes us to Peja in Kosovo. Kosovo is one of the newest countries in Europe, having declared its independence from Serbia on February 17th, 2008. Peja is considered the third city of Kosovo, and Serbians call the town Pec. The majority of the people have an Albanian ethnic background. The minorities are Serbians, Bosniaks, Roma, Ashkali, and Egyptians. Peja is the birthplace and hometown of judo athlete Melinda Kelmendi. She won the gold medal in the 2016 Rio Olympic Games. This was Kosovo's first ever Olympic medal and their first ever participation at any games, having only gained membership to the International Olympic Committee in 2014. Another performer with roots in Peja is the singer Erasa. She began releasing music on the 23rd of March, 2023. The song we're going to hear was released on the 24th of April, 2023. This is the song Zana.
Feel from a distance, it might turn out of
Pompeia, we now move 5,175 miles to New Albany in the state of Indiana, USA. On November 26, 1866, the curtain was raised for the first time at the New Albany Music Hall, ushering in the golden age of theatre in New Albany. The music hall, which became known as the Opera House, seated 2,500 people. Located at 400 Pell Street, historians say its decline began in 1915, when it ceased to function as a theatre, and then it was hit by a fire on March 28, 1939. The building was remodeled significantly, and today it is the home of companies such as bankruptcy experts Kohler Law Office. In November 2022, on the parking lot side wall of the building, artist Carrie Johns painted a tribute to the former music hall that shows the building's original design, surrounded by a woman with open arms, an array of flowers, stars, and butterflies, hinting at growth and evolution over time. Coming in from New Albany is a band that released their debut single on the 25th of February 2023. So far, they've been playing live at venues such as the Bishop Bar on Walnut Street in Bloomington, Indiana. Here is the band Chorin with their debut, Tufa.
My love for you is like a deer standing out in the road. It can look pretty, have you skid out of control.
From New Albany, Indiana, we now move 4,000 miles to London, England, where in November 2023, it was announced that the UK's Songwriter and Publisher Collective Management Organisation, PRS for Music, extended its partnership with Oracle by moving its royalty payment database to Oracle Exadata Database Service on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, accelerating payments to its 165,000 songwriter and music publisher members. PRS is the first collecting society globally to have migrated its data processing systems to the Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, which is said to provide enhanced scalability, superior performance, high availability, enterprise security, and overall lower costs. In 2021, PRS for Music processed 27 trillion lines of music data received primarily from music streaming services and video on demand platforms. This was an increase of over 500% compared to 2017. This volume of data is expected to grow exponentially over time. Coming in from London, England is the band Cinema, who released their debut song on the 2nd of June 2022. Here is Planet Eyes.
This is a journey, 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 this is a journey.
That is the end of the episode. We are La Sylve. The date is today. We hope to see tomorrow. And to all the new musicians around the world, build your fan base, build your knowledge, and most importantly, build your karaku.